the churches. Some people say I belong to Paul. Some said I belong to Apollo. Some said I belong to Christ. And Paul said, is Christ divided? How come you say you belong to Christ? How about the other person? And then Paul started to say that in verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Like, what do you lift us up as a worker of God? You shall lift up Jesus Christ. We shall lift up the cross of Jesus Christ, not any person, because you are not baptized in the name of Paul. Then he started to talk about the treasure, the amazing grace of the cross. Indeed, today many people put a cross on their body, like a necklace or like a charm. They don't worship them. Of course, we don't worship idols, but they carry them as a sign to say that they are Christian. They carry them on their neck, so they want to be reminded how wonderful the grace of Jesus is. And so Paul continued to expand the truth of the salvation of cross. Please read verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Felicia. So many people deem cross very foolish. How many of you will put a necklace as a electrical chair? Those who electrify people. How many of you will put that as a charm to put on your neck? Or, you know, how many of you will put as a needle supposed to give prisoners, give them a shot and they die? How many of you will carry that on your neck? Nobody, right? But actually, cross served the same function in the old days, like electricity chair, how do you call it? Electrified chair? Electric chair, or that poison needles. It's supposed to be a very shameful symbol. It's not only for ordinary criminal, it was for very bad, severe, very lousy, very bad criminals. And how do you put this kind of symbol on you? It would be very foolish if you do it that way. Like you put something like a needle over here, right? But how can people do that? Because to us who are saved, it is the power of God. Because through the cross, through Jesus' crucifixion, then Jesus was able to overcome death by death, overcome Satan by death. That's why the cross is a symbol of victory, a symbol of glorious, of God. It is the power of God. Even though Gentile people can understand, but to us it is. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. 1 Corinthians 15, 55. Dexter? Is Dexter here? Edmonton. 56. Death, where's your sting? As if you got stung by some bee or something, but death will sting you and make you die. But death, where's your sting? Haiti, where is your victory? Now, before Jesus came, before the crucifixion of cross, everybody got to die and everybody have no hope. Today, your death, according to the Bible, it is as if you are asleep, because one day you shall have eternal life. So with Jesus Christ coming, Haiti have no victory. Death have no power. Jesus, using cross, he overcome this. And through cross, we can be justified by faith. Because you believe in Jesus' salvation, cross brought with us the salvation of Jesus, right? Now, cross is not only the power of Jesus. Cross is the wisdom. It's not only power of God. Cross is the wisdom of God. Please read chapter 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1, 24. 1 Corinthians 1, 24. Jasmine? Jasmine Deng. 1, 24. Yes. It is indeed God's amazing design. You know, many people think it foolish. I mean, if you, let's say, if you really ponder about it, right? Let's say you are God. Of course, you are not God. As ordinary people, we may think like, how come Jesus got to go through, how come God got to go through this kind of trouble to become a man and then suffer for man and then die and shed blood? Why? It's not he has, if he is a God, he is almighty, he's world kind. He says that there will be light and there's light, right? Why not just say, oh, human being, your sin, be gone. Everybody is, amen. Right, why not like that? How come if you truly believe an almighty God, all-loving God, why your God is so troublesome? You know, if you use our brain to think about cross, really, why is that? If you do not know the Bible, or if you try to use your brain to just try to imagine the God you want to be, right? Then you think, this is not wise. But that's why the Bible says, but when you are too smart to think this is not too wise, God used the way, his own way, to destroy you. Let's continue reading chapter 1, verse 19. Chapter 1, verse 19. Felicia, continue reading it. Verse 20. I'm telling you, man, as a human being, you cannot define God. You cannot use your logic. Maybe your major is philosophy, or your major is psychology. You have your own way of thinking, but human being, our brain is impossible to use our wisdom to understand God. It's impossible. We are a low level of life compared to God, just like ants are low level of living being compared with us. I keep telling our friends, can you imagine that you tell ants saying that, you know, we human beings, we fly airplane. I think ants will trouble to understand you when you say you fly airplane. You tell the ants, we use cell phone. I guess ants say, what's going on? I have antenna. Right, I don't need cell phone. Right, I don't use cell phone. So, for you to tell many things about human being, ants can understand. Can you imagine that? When God tried to tell you many things about His world, you cannot understand. That's why the Bible says, read chapter 2, verse 9. Victoria Kwong, can you read 2, verse 9? Yeah, even eyes have not seen, ears have never heard. Even you cannot imagine what type of God is God. You are a creation. Just can't imagine this creator. So you know what? I remember one day I went back to Taiwan just to visit friends. I ran into a friend, my childhood friend, TCC member. He said something that really struck me. He said that the generation we grow up, the people we grow up with us, he said all the smart kids, they don't come to church anymore. He said, I am a very simple person. I'm still remain in the church. All the smart kids, they are not here anymore. Like when you go out there, you will talk to many people. Even like when you are in school, the teacher will tell you that don't believe in God. Don't trust in any religion because they are only like morphine. They only make you feel good. They don't lead you to any other places. This is how many smart person in the society will teach you that religion or Jesus is foolish. They are like morphine, they are nothing. But to us, to me, I don't know about you, but to me, he is the most precious name that I heard, Jesus. It is the most powerful thing that cross is. So I know you will continue to grow. I know you will think. When you try to think, sometimes you will notice that it's hard to understand why it is this way. A youth asked me, why? If God is so merciful, how come the path of salvation is so narrow? Can you imagine that there are, what, how many? 66 billion people? 7 billion people on earth? So many people on earth. But how come, like, only so few got baptized in TCC? And only, like, even, like, so many people got baptized, so few people got baptized in TCC, like, even very few make it. If he is indeed a very merciful God, why he is so cruel? Yeah. He cannot understand. He feels like to keep up on this religion. He says that this God is too impossible. Really, I mean, our brain, I mean, I do not discourage you to think. To think is good, yeah? But I encourage you to meditate in your prayer. And you got to understand that man have his limitation. Now, this is not you are not smarter than the old people. Actually, old people in Jesus' generation already asked this question. In people's generation, Jesus' generation, people already ask, are those who those who are saved, are they few? And Jesus already tell them, answer, just mind your own business. Make sure you make it to the gate. You don't need to worry about how many people God want to choose, right? So you think you can think of many questions, and later you try to use this to define God, to think it clear about salvation. If you only use your logic, use your brain, it is like an end. Try to understand the world of human being. You will get stuck. You will keep up on human being. You will live an earthly life and end life with the rest of your life. You will never be one day. I mean, the Bible over here says, God will destroy the wisdom of the wise man, forsake the knowledge of the knowledgeable person. So we should be very careful. I did not discourage you to think, but I even encourage you more to meditate in your prayer. Before you want to go into a lot of thinking field, make sure you understand the Bible. You know, to me, our Bible have a lot of profound truth. If you can truly understand it, then understand the Bible first, and you will understand that indeed, sometimes God is beyond our understanding. Many wise men already forsaken cross, given up on cross. I hope we are not that type of person, right?
Let's read chapter 1, verse 22.
Sarah 1:22. Verse 23. 24. Yes, huh? To other people, really, it is like foolish. but to us it's wisdom and power. Cross is a rock, a stepping stones to those who believe, but cross is a stumbling rock, stumbling stone to those who disbelieve. Jewish people like miracles. How come they choose to disbelieve Jesus Christ later on? Because when Jesus Christ was on the cross, right, Jewish people say, if you are the Son of God, jump down right now, then I will believe in you. Because of that, Jesus, of course, will not listen to this kind of demand. Because if you jump down, how can he fulfill the salvation? So a lot of Jewish people reject him. Greek people want wisdom. And to Greek people, they will never be understand. How could Zhong Xing Huan, how could Zhong Xing Huan, Zhong Xing Huan, a person who like a criminal be your savior, this is ridiculous. Just like you go to jail and you drag up somebody and you worship him, this is ridiculous. This is not any, you are not wise at all. So, but this is how. That's why you want wisdom, you want a miracle, like Jewish people, like Greek people, they become stumbling rock. But to us, it's a treasure. Let's read the conclusion, verse 25. Chapter 1, verse 25. Chapter 1, verse 25. Jack. Is Jack here? Jack Xu, X-U? How do you pronounce your last name, sir? Huh? Xu, yeah. Jack Xu, 请你读好吗? Yeah. So hopefully, when you truly try to understand God using your own wisdom, please understand this. That's why, when eventually it all comes to power, when you try to ask questions, why you suffer, why such bad things occur to you, how can we see? In the book of maybe God will, maybe Paul will say, oh, I don't know. It's not in the Bible. Maybe Paul will say, I will bring you a demon-possessed person and see how you define it, how you deal with it. See if you can do anything about it. So a lot of time it is the kingdom of God. A lot of time you just use your brain, try to think, try to define many things. But really, eventually it comes to what God can do, right? Have you ever seen a demon-possessed person? Have you ever seen a demon-possessed person? When you see a demon-possessed person, what do you do? What can you do? Can you contain her? Contain him or her? One brother says that he tried to contain a demon-possessed. He feels like he has like four horses power on him. So difficult, right? So that's why God answered Job. When I created heaven and earth, where are you? Answer me, who is the mother? Man, who is the father of the dew? Did you like Jason? Wait, Yesan Yang Jason? Did you like deliver the baby for wild goat or something? Who make ostrich so stupid that he tripped on his own egg? Who make the horses so unfearful in the war? Only horse can just go through the swords, through the battles. Now who made that? Have you ever went to the Haiti? Have you ever went to the Fong de Fukua? Where God stole all his wind? Now when we try to You think you are very smart, you know many things. Actually, when God tried to ask you a question, really, Job suddenly said, oh man, you are simply too great. I'm nobody. I can only repent in the ashes. So brethren, you think you have brain, you can think. You have very philosophical theory. But I just want to tell you that if you think you are something, why don't you just go to, just give you a demon-possessed person, see how you can deal with it. Oh. So, we got to cherish Jesus Christ. Don't give him up. I see many youth like you, when you have some achievement in the society, when you grow, many of you use your brain to deny God. And the Bible over here says, God will deny you because of your brain. Logic and brain cannot define God. We have this type of understanding so that hopefully we will always be kept in the grace of God. So then, Paul continued to talk about spiritual wisdom. He says that actually it doesn't mean that workers of God do not talk about wisdom. But the wisdom we are talking about is very different from what is in your brain, what you try to define. The wisdom we are talking about is spiritual wisdom. Let's read chapter 2. Chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Ryan Chen, chapter 2, verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. Did you read that? Did I say Ephesians? Sorry, sir. Chapter 1, verse 6. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 6. Chapter 2, chapter 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 6. Yes. Indeed, Paul talk about wisdom in many churches, like in the book of Ephesians, Galatians, to the mature church, he shared a lot of spiritual wisdom. But not earthly wisdom, wisdom of this age. Can you imagine what kind of wisdom that age has? You know, in the old days, they know wisdom. They are able to calculate how many stars in the sky. Even like read it in their writing. You know what? You look up in the skies, I'm telling you, it's about 1,000 something. That's a figure. The total stars in the sky is. This is the wisdom. This is old times wisdom. You think you know something? But maybe if God did not come, right? A century later. I don't know if the wisdom of this age become wisdom if God do not come, right? 10,000 years later, 100 years later. I don't know if it is considered wisdom anymore. So, the wisdom we are talking about is not earthly. Like, earthly wisdom, what is most trustful earthly wisdom? I think science, right? Science could be very trustworthy. But even science is keep changing. How many stars in the solar system? How many planets in the solar system? We used to say 9, right? But actually, scientists will tell you that it's more than 9 right now. So we are not talking about this perishing wisdom. Like you think, who is that? Newton. Newton, wonderful theory, right? But even some Chinese guy overthrown some of his part of his theory. You all know this, right? I guess you know this. Okay. So, the wisdom we're talking about is not wisdom of this age or wisdom of the ruler of this age, Paul was talking about. The ruler at that age was what? Pilate asked Jesus, so what is 真理是什么 ？What is truth？ He's a politician. He don't care really. He just asking about it. He really do not care what is truth.He only want to know what is more beneficial to him. The ruler of that generation was who? The ruler of that generation was those mainstream leaders, the mainstream church leaders, those scribes and Pharisees. How did they deem Jesus? How did they treat Jesus? If they truly have wisdom, how come they thought that Jesus was, you know, was a God? So that's why Paul said, this is not the wisdom we are talking about. This is earthly wisdom, right? The wisdom we are talking about is only spiritual man can understand it. Please read chapter 2, verse 7. Brother Ryan, can you continue reading it?8. Verse 10. Yes. So if you have the Spirit of God and you truly try to meditate in your prayer and you truly know the teaching of the Bible, eventually,God will reveal to you about the mystery in the kingdom of God. So not earthly people can understand it, but spiritual man with the spiritual insight, you are able to understand the mystery, the wisdom Paul tried to mention about. What Paul tried to mention about the wisdom over here in this chapter, what did he try to say? You are what? What kind of wisdom, what kind of mystery Paul tried to...Share with us over here. Verse 7, what type of wisdom is it? Chapter 2, verse 7, what wisdom is this? God has what? Hello, are you with me? Victoria. What is it, the content? What mystery, the content of the mystery?Verse 7 talk about the mystery of the what is the mystery of, what is the content of the mystery? Huh? Salvation plan. You are ordained, God ordained before the ages for our glory, yeah? The hidden wisdom which God ordained before for our glory, which none of the ruler of this age knew. Did he say that over here?Yeah, it is actually, Chinese Bible is a little bit different. Let me see Chinese Bible. In Chinese Bible, it says, the mystery is that God ordained, God predetermined us to make us to receive glory. Oh. So the mystery is the hidden wisdom which God ordainedBefore the age for our glory. So before the age, God already chosen you to be his children. So this is, can you imagine that? The Bible tried to say, you are not chosen when you are born. You are chosen before the creation of the world. Is that amazing? Paul says that when he was in his mother's womb,He was already chosen, already known by God. So the church is pre-exist even before creation. This is a very, this is God's mystery. This is wisdom. And it's hard for you to imagine. How can it be? You are chosen before the creation. Because you've got to understand that, beyond the time and space, God is there yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yeah? Hello? Hello? So, above there is no time and no space. Yeah? That's why if you look at the upper layer, the 形而上的, how do you say 形而上的? A spiritual realm, actually you are there already, you are chosen. So when we say church, how come people keep asking, we are, the chosen people are so few, but I keep telling people, no, you know, Adam is your brother, Paul is your brother, so do not talk, 不要常常讲保罗的坏话, 因为有一天你去的时候他会找你算账。 Don't keep criticizing Paul. You go to heaven, he will, how come you always say that I am not good? He's your brother, right? Because one day we'll be there together with him. So the church was creation before that. And this is God's wisdom. And this was revealed to Paul. And he shared with us, and we can amen. And we that's why he said to the mature members, he also shared this type of wisdom, yeah? So how can we obtain spiritual wisdom? We got to have the Spirit of God. Chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit search all things. Yes, the deep things, right? Not only we, a lot of time we are able to understand spiritual realm, it is because you are revealed in the Spirit. When I was in Lesotho this time, there was a young brother, he is 18. You know, over there, you are 18, many of them, they didn't go to school, they just came out young and they make a living. They run a store. And we have family services, and that night he received Holy Spirit. After he received Holy Spirit, he kept yelling out, "It is real, it is real, I don't believe in it." In the past, I thought, are those guys faking to speak in tongue? And just, can I imagine why people who cannot even, you know, your tongue, sometimes, some people can roll when they speak Spanish. Some people simply have tough time to roll their tongue when they speak like rapido, rapido. To roll their tongue. Some people just cannot do it, right? But he was so amazed when the Holy Spirit came down. He was able to do it. He realized that, wow, it is real. God opened his eyes, have that type of experiences. You understand that the spiritual world, it is real. No, so we keep telling people, right? Holy Spirit, this type of stuff. How can you explain to people if people never experience it? How do you explain to people how beautiful is durian? I think I use this analogy. How many of you like durian? Yes. I am the same side with you. Durian is amazing. It's very
smelly.
Durian. You know durian? It's hard to explain to durian that durian is the king of the fruit. 水果之王啊, right? It's hard to explain. Of course, because I like it, so I said it's the king of the fruit. But before you test it, it's hard to explain. Holy Spirit, spiritual thing. It is hard to explain without truly experiencing it. That's why when you go to missionary, when you do missionary work, right? When you go to, like you do African missionary or any type of missionary, first thing you want them to do, invite them to do is pray for Holy Spirit. You want to understand Jesus. You want to understand true Jesus church. You want to understand the teaching of the Bible. You got to experience Holy Spirit. Because without Holy Spirit, it is so hard. Just simply too hard. Even have Holy Spirit, sometimes you doubt. Not to mention that you don't have Holy Spirit, right? The Bible here mentioned very clear. Let's read chapter 2, verse 11 and on. Chapter 2, verse 11 and on. Matthew Chen, Chicago. Two eleven.
For who knows
12.
Thirteen. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities from Spirit-taught words.
Yes. So really, I mean, man can understand man because we have the image of God. We have Spirit. We have Spirit of man. So we can reason. We can communicate. Sometimes it is hard to communicate with dog. Do you have hard time to communicate with dog? You do. What happened to you? Really, I mean, even like low level life, you have hard time to communicate with it. I tell a story in the past. I mean, I have a friend who has a dog, and he just misunderstood his dog. The neighbor has a rabbit, right? He kept telling the dog, never bother the rabbits next door, right? But one day the dogs grabbed the rabbits into his own yards and bring to the master. The master was so angry because the neighbor went on vacation and left the rabbit alone. For some reason, the dog was able to get it and bring to his own owner, right? And the rabbit, the dog was wagging his tails and very happy. But the master was so angry. How can you do this? I told you, don't bother. You are bad dog. You are what? Bad dog, right? But my friend, he was very good in, we are in pharmaceutical company. He's very good with to make it so you can see that it died naturally. Pretend it died naturally. So maybe wash it, apply something, and then sneak into the neighbor's backyard, put the rabbit back into the cage and stop, right? And then the neighbor, when they went back from vacation, took the rabbit out and tried to challenge my friend. Hey, how come my rabbit died in my cage? I remember when I go out, I bury it in the yard. How come it return back to the cage? So you know the story. The dog went to the neighbor and just dig it out, right? But the master thought it was the dog's bad behavior to kill the rabbit. My point is that without dogs don't have spirit, maybe soul. Without dogs' soul, you cannot communicate. You cannot understand it. Without Spirit of God, how can you understand God? You cannot even understand dog. How can you understand God? That's why. You really got to know God through prayer, not through thinking. Know God through His words, not through your own logic. And you got to remember you are limited. Please. Otherwise, we will be in trouble. And another thing to understand about spiritual wisdom, right? You got to have the heart of Jesus Christ. Please read chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16. Jessica, can you read? You try to understand the spiritual world, you got to have the mind of Jesus Christ. The mind of Jesus Christ is written in the Bible. If you truly have the heart of Jesus Christ, you can truly understand that 人的生命不在乎家道丰富. The man's life is not really based on how much you have in your hand. Because you realize that, and it is real. I mean, after you meditate and you pray, you realize that there are many people, even though they live a very simple life, but they are so full. It is true, rich or not, that depends on how much possession you have. Rich or not depends on how full is your heart. And this is, you can only understand this through that you have the mind of Jesus Christ. Then, if you have the mind of Jesus Christ, you know that When you bury yourself, you dare to forsake your life, you will gain more life. Now, with the heart, without the heart of Jesus Christ, you will realize that I cannot give up on what I have. I cannot. Without the mind of Jesus Christ, it's hard to be giving up. But at the heart of Jesus Christ, you know that the more you give, the more blessing you have. Yeah? 施比受更为有福啊. So that is the mind of Jesus Christ. And it is very true. Jesus said, a seed without falling to the ground and die and bury, you cannot gain hundreds of seeds, hundreds of grain, multiple grain. It is impossible. That's why today you want to have spiritual wisdom. You want a spiritual wonderfulness. You got to come back to the heart of Jesus Christ. You got to come back to have the fullness of Holy Spirit. So today I try to share with you cross, salvation. This is very foolish to many people, but to me it's so precious. It's very precious. To you, to those who are chosen, they will all deem it that way. And let's try to understand spiritual things with the heart of God, heart of Jesus, and spiritual eyes. Let's pray in silence. Amen.